The world of aerospace has traditionally been male-dominated, but there are signs that may be changing. The first woman is taking the helm at Arizona's Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Prescott, and she's doing it at a time when the school's female student body is going up. Annette Carlson is a Swedish national who has spent her career in mechanical and aerospace engineering for Saab Missiles and Saab Aerospace, and later for Sweden's embassy in Washington, D.C. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her recently and asked her if it means anything to her that she's the first woman in this role.
Yeah, exactly. I've been the first woman in almost all my positions.
Right.
So in one way, it's nothing new for me to be the first. Now, what's very interesting here is that there hasn't really been an issue that I am the first woman. I haven't gotten any pushback. Some of my previous positions, I gotten feedbacks like, well, you just got this position because you're a woman and they needed a woman. There has been nothing at all like that here. So I think the fact that the student body here is approaching about a 30% women student, that you reach almost like a critical mass. So even though it is still unusual with women in aerospace, aviation, we reached a critical mass, and that makes it much more welcoming for the women students and apparently administrators as well.
Yeah. So do you want to focus on continuing to expand that kind of diversity?
Sure. I think we still need to increase the number of women. This should be 51%, right? Isn't that what the number of women are in the population?
Right. How do you go about doing that? I mean, like you said, there's a point at which you reach a critical mass and it becomes easier for women, young women, to envision themselves in this field. But do you think that there are specific things you want to do?
So there are a couple of things that I think we need to do, and it is a long-term project. We do need to make sure that high school students, middle school students understand what we do as engineers, as aviators, any type of STEM education. Sometimes there is a perception on what we do that's not correct. So we still need to go out and tell students how exciting careers they can have. But we also need to work with the parents. I think a lot of times parents feel that these fields are not for women. And it's not that they don't think their daughter can do it. It's more that they think, oh, it's not a friendly environment for a woman to be a pilot or to be an engineer. So they discourage their daughters. And then thirdly, a lot of times the high school counselors just don't know either. So if you have a woman who is capable of studying engineering or aviation or any type of STEM fields, they encourage them instead to go in to become maybe a doctor or some other type of profession, which are great professions, of course, but I don't think they encourage them to go into STEM fields at the same rate.
Embry-Riddle is also growing in general, right? Like, it's graduated its largest class last year. Do you want to continue to expand it?
We will probably continue to grow, maybe not at the rate that we've been growing. I think we doubled over the last 10 years.
Wow.
So I don't think we will double over the next 10 years, but I definitely think we will continue to grow. We have a lot of new programs coming online, and that will attract a lot of students. So I can see our student body increasing maybe more at the rate of 50% in 10 years or so.
As you're approaching this role and figuring out how you want to, you know, tackle those priorities and grow the programs, how do you think that the aerospace engineering world is changing? Like, what do you think is next in this field that you want your students to be prepared for?
The big change is really what we call the human-machine interaction. Today, computers are a big part of what we do. And that launches into how do you interact with a machine as a human and how do you keep your device safe from hackers or other intrusions. Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure all students are intelligent when it comes to working with intelligent machines.
It's almost like a paradigm shift.
It is. And the good thing is that the new generation of students coming in, they are much more computer savvy than I am. They grew up with computers. I mean, the students that are starting college this year, they don't know a world without smartphones or computers. So they are ready for that. We have to make sure we're ready to educate them to leverage upon that.
Yeah. All right. That is Annette Carlson, the first female chancellor of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University here in Prescott. Annette, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.